Joining me on the phone now, I have Kevin Curran. Kevin is an author and he's written a new novel called Citizens. Good afternoon, Kevin. How are you?
Good afternoon. Great, thanks. Nice to be on the show.
No, it's great to have you, Kevin. You've written this book, Citizens, and it's kind of... It covers 100 years, so to speak. It's set in modern times, but the echoes of 1916 are riddled through the story. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, it's a dual narrative. We have two different characters from obviously over the span of 100 years. We have Harry Casey. He's just back from London in 1915, and he's brought a Pathé newsreel camera with him and with an eye on a rebellion that he thinks is going to be happening soon enough. And needless to say, he brings the camera and four reels with him into the GPO, into the Rising in 1916. And he records what happens around Dublin, but things don't go as planned as they normally do in war, and it's not as straightforward as he thinks it's going to be. Fast forward then to 2011, we have his great-grandson, Neil, who is literally has one foot on a plane to Canada. He's about to leave and go to Canada and emigrate with his girlfriend when his grandfather passes away. And to keep him from going then, his grandmother gives him memoirs of his great-grandfather from back in 1916 about these Pathé newsreel reels and the camera and whatnot. And Neil discovers that the camera and the reels themselves might still be hanging around somewhere in Dublin, and that starts the story off, I suppose.
Yeah, it sounds hugely interesting because, you know, especially the timing of it, and I'm sure that was quite deliberate on your part and very clever. The fact that people, as you say, are focusing in and we're starting to hear all of these stories, and people are becoming more focused on 1916 and maybe people looking for connections. Your story kind of leans very much on all of a sudden this person finding that all of these connections and investigating them and seeing them through to the natural conclusion.
Yeah, there's a few things going on. I think for us, well, my generation, the 21st century, I think textual history or history of the written word doesn't have as much weight as it used to. So to try and engage people or our imaginations through, you know, texts and whatnot isn't really working as much as it used to. So for me, the entry point in for a conversation between two hugely different generations from 1916 and now was the image and imagery. And I suppose in 1916 they were modernists. They had their eye on what technology could do, and the camera was only really taken off, and newsreel cameras were taken off. And then we fast forward to 2011, when we have basically people who are jaded by the image. But it was a way in which they could converse over the century was through imagery and images and what you see on the screen. I think everyone's agreed on the fact that in, you know, 2011, 2016, we live our lives through the image, we live our lives through screens. So I just thought it was a way in which Harry Casey in 1916 and Neil in 2011 could meet on a level playing field and in some way, I suppose, talk to one another through imagery. So that was how I tried to get into how we viewed the 1916 Rising from a contemporary standpoint, really.
It's very much and we covered this in the chat we had earlier on in the program, some of the things we've talked about, the ideals, as you said, of 1916 and how in 2016 they've resonated, or have they? Does the Ireland of 2016 in any way resemble the vision of the rebels?
Well, that's the problem. I think in the novel itself, I think the character, obviously he's emigrating, he's leaving Ireland, he's turning his back on Ireland, and you could say then he's turning his back on the ideals, but whether they were ever really came to life after 1916 is an issue. But I think the character in 2011 is like a lot of characters. I've probably been talking about this a lot recently myself, and recent emigration figures show that last year only 1 in 7 people who left the country were unemployed. So that to me turns on its head and says, well, 6 out of 7 people who left the country basically didn't like what they saw here or weren't drawn closely enough to Ireland to feel it was on them to stay. So that raises serious issues about what the country has become or where the country's gone. But the more I see of 1916 leaders and the literary revival back then, you know, in the 1890s and whatnot, I realise that maybe we're in our own period of revival now in 2016, and maybe we have a new... This kind of remembrance of 1916 is giving people from 2016, you know, the 21st century, a new lease of life and a new kind of want to engage with the country and impress their ideals or their idealism on where this country can go and what this country can be. So I think it's kind of an awakening. It's nice timing, the centenary, for people and for my generation to kind of step back and say we're more than just a number. We're more than just kind of what we make or what we don't make or the job we have. So I think, yeah, I think a new engagement is happening.
Yeah. Now, the genesis, Kevin, the genesis of this story is actually quite personal to you, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I think it runs through. It got me thinking. My great-grandfather was Harry Colley, and he fought in the Rising himself, and the book in 1916 is based on his movements exactly. And there's a line, he gave his account of his Rising to the military, the Bureau for Military History, as, you know, everyone that took part in the Rising did. And he gave it to the family, you know, long before it was put online, and he had a handwritten note, Ireland Gaelic and Free is the Road to Prosperity. And as someone going through rough times in the early 21st century and looking around the country and seeing all of my friends leaving, I thought, you know, number one, how amazing it must have been to have such belief in the future of the country back in 1916 when he was fighting for the country. But number two, how you can't help but feel a certain, I don't know, cynicism, or how naive my great-grandfather was to believe in such things when things in 2011 and all my friends leaving and being let down by the country was colouring really my judgment of what kind of place had been left behind. But and I think then, the book was a way of working through my thoughts on 1916 and where we are in contemporary Ireland.
Yeah, and as one of some of the information I was reading about the book, I mean, as you say, everywhere that your great grandfather went, you sent the character in the book, so it's retracing the steps.
Yeah, I was trying to literally get back into my great-grandfather's mind. You know, again, we're trying to, as you were saying, trying to make a connection between now and then. Yeah. How similar were we as people? How similar would we be as people? I literally just put the camera in the character's hands in 1916, and I followed Harry Colley as my great-grandfather's movements. He went from Fairview, he went then back to the GPO, we went then from the GPO back to Fairview, went from Fairview then back to the GPO and then the Imperial Hotel. So he was back and forth over the city a lot in the few days. And then his Rising ended early on Thursday at a barricade near, I suppose it'd be Marlborough Street now. It's where his Rising ended. He was stabbed in the leg at a barricade as he was charging a barricade. So, he was an interesting person to look at. And in his account, for the Bureau of Military History, he left an awful lot of information. I think Gene Kerrigan, in his book The Scrap, has used a lot of his information now for his book. But just with, as you say, with the personal connection, I thought the onus was on me to in some way bring my great-grandfather's fight to life. And I'm delighted because he's got a lot of, his name has come up a lot now with the publicity with this book, which is nice, you know. Yeah. Unseen people in the Rising are getting their moment, you know.
Well, absolutely, and it's a fascinating story, because especially when you realise, as you say, the genesis of it is based in actual fact and in a real life, and to again, lots of people are making the kind of leap of, as we said, the vision of the 1916 volunteers and where we are now. And I'm looking forward to reading the book. I have to be honest with you, I haven't read it. I just was able to get a hold of some snippets and information about it, and it sounds absolutely fascinating, and it sounds like a unique take on the remembrances, which I suppose would have been the centenary, as you say, people are more focusing on it, and it's a very unique take and a unique commentary on the Ireland of 2016.
Yeah, I think it's a contemporary commentary. I think because so many people have left the country, they'd like to be here celebrating it. And I just thought the one person who kind of did get onto this was on the Late Show with a blind boy from the Rubber Bandits. And he spoke for a generation when he talked about, you know, where the country is now. And I think the book tries to do the same, try and look at the 100-year gap and where we were, and I suppose where we're going to go, where we're going forward for my generation.
Indeed, Kevin. Well, listen, I wish you all the very best. As I say, I'm very much looking forward to getting a read of it, because it sounds absolutely fascinating. And yeah, we wish you the very best of luck with it. And so maybe we'll talk to you again in the future, and we'll come back in a few months' time, and we can kind of look back and see where we are and how it's gone for you.
Brilliant. Thanks very much for that, Mark.
Bye. Thanks very much, Kevin. Take care. All the best. Bye-bye. There you go, folks. That's Kevin Curran, author, talking about his new novel, Citizens. And it sounds a really fascinating story to me. Just as I say, how he's taken his own personal family story, turned it into this novel, and, as he said, focused everything on everywhere his grandfather went, and then the modern day himself, maybe looking back and saying, you know, what is the Ireland of today. Really, really fascinating, and we wish him the best of luck with it.